So exciting. I'm talking to a rather cold Tony Everly. Where are you at the moment, Tony?
I'm walking across the pitch at Brightlingsea.
How bad is it? Was it quite a frozen pitch today? Are we talking?
No, the game was doubtful at around 10:30, 11:30, but the referee thought that the last area would probably thaw out with the sun, and he was right. It's just amazing how literally, you know, we're not long finished now, and I think the pitch would be frozen in about an hour.
Luckily
it was an afternoon game.
Luckily it was an afternoon game, and what an afternoon game for Brentwood Town. 2-2 away at Brightlingsea Region, and what an end to the game, Tony.
It was, it was an exciting end. We went for it in the last 10 minutes. We went very, even more attacking than what we normally are. Thought we've got to try and salvage a point if we can, because that's what we wanted as a minimum. And, fair play. Great winner for Mandy Freeman. Felt like a winner.
Well, it felt like
a draw and a good point.
And I've heard the official feed saying that you've played better today and played better previously and got nothing out of the game, but today really the luck was on your side.
Well, to be fair, I would actually say, do you know what, I'm going to tell you that for the first time this season, I think that we did enough, maybe just about to get a draw today, just about, but if they would have nicked another goal, it wouldn't have been unjust on them. So I think it was a little bit of like resilience, determination that last 10 minutes, and even their manager, I heard him saying, their players apologising, saying I could see that the goal was coming. So credit to the lads. You know, we got a point and maybe we might have got a bit of luck.
Now, on Tuesday, you came away with the 2-1 home win over Romford. What were your reflections on that game?
Yeah, very good game. We gave away a soft goal earlier on. It was a little bit of the pitch, I think, played a part in it. But we gave away a soft goal earlier on, but realistically, we dominated the game for almost 90 minutes, and Romford had no complaints. There was only one winner, and it could have been more.
And it ended a run of 5 losses in the league. Do you feel things are really beginning to turn around now and the momentum behind Brentwood?
I don't want to tempt fate, but I believe they are. I think we've got, you know, I've got 2 players injured now. So the players have come back, returning from injury. Some of them obviously are not fully match fit, but they've got some quality to give us that we had been missing. And slowly, if we can keep them fit and we can not have too many missing, I think I'm hoping that we can sort of, you know, use the momentum from these last 2 games to try and go on a bit of a run.
And you face Thurrock at home next Saturday.
Yeah, not going to come much tougher than Brightlingsea away one Saturday and then Thurrock at home following Saturday. So 2 tough matches, and we'll be doing everything we can to try and get some more points on Saturday, that's for sure.
And as you said there, with the injury situation easing up, there's a few returning faces to the sides. Lamar Reynolds is back from injury, and 2 guys have returned to Brentwood Town, Leon Gordon and Ryan O'Rourke.
Yes, we've been after a little bit of experience in the last few months in those 2 positions, but it's always the thing of trying to find the right finding the right player with the right fit, with the right mentality, the right outlook, and they're not always available. And in 1 week, we have managed to find both of those 2 and get them back. Spoke to them, they were happy to come back, and you know, they've both done well in those 2 games.
Well, Tony, we wish you the best of luck, and hopefully, another great result come Saturday.
Fingers crossed. Thanks, Chris.